some chick. Thanks for unmuting us, Susie. Fuck. So we're on the air. It's, of course, Pure Scum Misfits Radio. Why don't we just strike that Misfits part? Isn't Judgment still in the loony bin anyways? Is that crazy and great loose or what?
I have no idea. I've seen him around a couple of times, but I guess he's still in the loony bin.
I think he escaped last week and he was fucking about on the McHaggis radio there. Saying creepy stuff and everything. I don't know, but I think maybe he's locked up again. I haven't seen him about. There's big trouble in the Misfits camp there, eh? They have fired the Frozen Raycycle.
Yeah.
I noticed that. And then Judgment's in the Nuthatch. They're not having a good time. That's what happens when you mess with scum. You wind up going crazy and firing people, and people wind up in the loony bin and all that, yeah. So not a good week for if you're a misfit, anyway.
They've seen better days.
So apparently it's only a Pure Scum Radio tonight, because we've got no misfits here.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's peaceful. Peaceful. Anyway, Well, Susie, have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, I've been, you know, Isis and I are on vacation. So, you know, been doing some shopping while we're on vacation. You know, the other day, we went to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. And you know what we saw while we were there?
What did you see?
A
Ronald
great,
Reagan?
Now, we didn't see Ronald. Well, we saw lots of pictures and statues of him. Air Force One and got to walk through it. They have a pub there, and it's a great big old Guinness sign. So, of course, you know, who did I think of?
Did you steal it for me for Christmas?
Well, yeah, I'm working on it.
That would have been a great gift, yeah. Should
have
got it.
Yeah, I have to at least wait until the night before I leave California.
Does it light up?
Trip.
Does the sign light up?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's cool.
And then today, Isis and I were walking from Chinatown back to the hotel, and what do we see? We see the Irish Times pub, and their featured beverage is Jameson and Guinness. I got a little teary-eyed.
I've been there a few times.
I got teary-eyed.
And that was in Chinatown?
It wasn't in Chinatown. It was on the way from Chinatown to the hotel.
All right. I was going to say, I wouldn't think the Irish pub would do well in Chinatown, but you never know. Could convert the Chinese, have them all drinking Guinness.
Well, didn't the Irish and the Chinese used to work on the trains together?
Can you imagine a Chinese Irishman? He'd be all fucked up on Guinness and Jameson, kung fu, kicking everybody left and right. The Irish, they like to fight, right? He'd be losing his shit. There'd be big bar fights every night, and it'd be like a Jackie Chan movie every time. It'd be amazing. That'd be great. That's great.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it? But, and then, I got to tell you, I saw something that's going to make Billy really laugh. Billy's out there. I saw something that's going to just make him bust up laughing. Well, Sunday night, after we went and saw Alcatraz, and yes, Isis made it back with me. I didn't leave her there. You know, we did the night tour of Alcatraz. And when we got back, we were walking from the Pier 33, where we went to Alcatraz, to Pier 39, which is Fisherman's Wharf. And we're walking along and minding our own business, and I look up, and I see something I never wanted to see. It was a transvestite with a dog collar and a leash.
My goodness.
We used to see one of those all the time because we had Iggy the Cellar Dweller in our stable at one point.
So yeah.
We lived with
him. Yeah, but that was... I didn't need to see that, and I just kind of flipped out a little bit. But I thought Billy would find that funny.
Billy probably sees that every day.
I don't know, the reaction he's given in the chat, he's kind of, what?
He probably just goes to work, and there's a bunch of those fellas about. Fellas or ladies or whatnot, whatever. Their choice, I guess. What the fuck were we even talking about? Why are we talking about transvestites?
Trip.
I was telling you about my trip.
Oh, yeah, right. I was going to say something, and then I got lost up in the transvestites, and I completely lost my train of thought. I think it had to do with wrestling or something, even. I'm not sure, but I got wrapped up in the transvestites. So, fuck, what are we supposed to do tonight? Are we supposed to interview Hollywood Rick Brutal then? Because we don't even have judgment here. And, I don't know. We were supposed to do this roast thing, and E-Man was all prepared.
When you thought it was safe to take children out in public, I slapped the hell out of them and autographed their foreheads.
When did they let you out?
I think he just escapes on Wednesdays.
Spicy, I meant to ask you, did you enjoy your Christmas gift the Misfits left for you at your office and at Kelly's Pub?
I haven't even been to my office or the pub. I've been busy this week.
He's been Christmas shopping.
Well, you may need to take a look because it may be a little messy in there right now.
Oh, Lordy. What did you do, Judgy?
It was just a gift from the Misfits for our...
You and Grace better not have fucked up my office again.
I left you some nice item.
I just got it fixed for the last time. Look now. I'm not going to go look right now because I got a show to do. I'll be angry, I'm sure. But you're going to get it. I can just imagine. They probably fucked up my office again at the academy. Fucked up.
Oh, Lordy.
It's probably about 7-8 dozen maybe, no, I think 187 told me it was 12 dozen of them. Up for the 12 days of Christmas, a dozen for each day. So,
and Greg, why don't you just sit down and shut up and get to business? We're supposed to be interviewing a true superstar and a real wrestler, Hollywood Rick Brutal, tonight. We're not talking about misfit ingrates that just got out of the loony bin.
I think he escaped. I think tomorrow he'll be back in like he was last week.
We're here to interview a man with some real style and class, a true legend and superstar of Unstoppable.
Well,
I have to say one thing. It was really fun having the guys in the clean white coats come and take him away. Ha ha.
Yeah, I videoed that.
That might scare me.
We're gonna have to do it again. We're gonna have to employ our
that could be arranged
around the academy to haul him away.
One phone call.
Yeah.
I have them on speed dial.
All we gotta do now to get rid of Judgment. Just send in the boys in the white coats, and that's it for him. I got in a fight with a Heat Raiders alt earlier today.
Well, Heat was on my show last night.
Oh, really? Was he? That would be a treat.
I think he was drunk or stoned or something like that. I don't know.
Well, that's probably just his natural state. That's just, he's fortunate that way because he's naturally an imbecile. He doesn't even need any help. Anyway, yeah, that would be entertaining. Was he losing it? Did you let him actually talk or what?
Yeah, he was on I let him on for a while because everybody was just yelling at him. So I was like, this is good entertainment. I pulled a Howard Stern last night. I was like, people yelling at each other? Well, leave him on air.
Well, I tuned in for a bit. I was guest number whatever the fuck because I can't log in with the back to basics thing. So, I had to go attend some other matters. But Relic didn't make it, did he?
Never showed up. No, never showed up.
Because it was just you and Mama when I was listening.
Oh, I'm spicy? I'm getting a text message here. Your office and Kelly's pub are now filled with happy dancing penguins.
Yeah.
And they want
penguins.
Yes, happy dancing penguins. I don't know.
Bloody hell. Oh, look, B-Man started roasting you.
I know.
B-Man's roasting you already.
Oh, no, he called it a bathrobe. Boy, if I had a wrestling buck for every time somebody said that.
You'd never have to worry about the butt bubble again.
Exactly. But they want to know what you want to do about the penguins.
What do I want? I want them out of there. I'm not going near either place until the penguins are out. I want them all out.
Just send them to the aquarium in Boston.
Where's Sparta?
Oh, why Boston? You know I'm from New York. We don't like Boston.
Do you not remember that's where Spicy took me on our first date?
That was the
Boston Aquarium.
All right, now I'm hearing...
You wait till you see my Christmas gift for you, Susie. You're going to be so impressed.
Oh, for God's sake, Spicy, this situation's getting worse.
It's going to be so romantic.
Spicy?
Oh, no, what now?
In your office in Kelly's Pub, it's wall-to-wall penguins, and some of the penguins are female, and they're laying eggs.
Get Sparta in there to clean that up. Tell him to quit cleaning the locker rooms and get in the office and get them.
Where's Adam Jensen when we need him? Because at least Adam would do the job. Sparta won't do the job.
Well, that's what he's there for.
Well, they got to be careful because you know how defensive those penguins get about their eggs.
He's banned from my office for being a fuckwit, but he can go in there to clean it and get penguins out.
That's crazy.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, for God's sakes. Now I just heard, okay, now I'm getting another text.
It's just chaos.
I love it. I have to repeat this. Billy posted in the chat, Lady Purr is laying eggs. Lady Purr can't be that cool. She can't be as cool as penguins.
Yeah, it seems PETA has now gotten involved, and they want to take things into their own hands.
Yeah,
they're putting up signs that the penguins are endangered. You have to be careful.
Tell them to get the penguins out.
What does bread have to do with the penguins?
They probably eat bread. I don't know. I don't know what penguins eat.
They
just
eat
tell them
fish.
To get them.
They eat fish. And, oh no. Now they want to put a sign. Now they're putting a sign on your office door that this is a penguin breeding ground for the season.
Just keep them. What the hell? Tell them to get them out of there.
Don't
tell you something. You know how screwed up PETA is? In the 90s, when I was on the island, Long Island, they were saying they want to get psychiatric help for all the fish who got caught and had to be thrown back in because they were too small.
I don't know, but I want those.
Because they were traumatized by the eye. But do you know how small the brain of a fish is?
As big as Heath's?
Smaller.
The brain of a what? Of a fish?
Yeah. They want to get psychiatric help because when the fish were caught and you throw it back in the water, it seems like they were saying they were traumatized.
Psychiatric help for the fish?
We laughed about this. We said this is PETA for you. Yes, they want to get psychiatric help for the fish.
How can PETA bread get psychiatric help for fish?
Not PETA bread, PETA, P-E-T-A. The whatever treatment of animals.
Yeah, yeah, right.
People,
I knew what you meant.
Treatment of animals.
Thank you.
Are there actually fish psychologists out there?
I don't know. I mean, how would you talk to them? Hello, what are you doing?
I'm not sure.
You know, how are you going to talk to them?
Just ask Bill Engvall. He can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe like, they
if you've
like...
ever seen his comedy routine, 15 Degrees Off Cool,
no.
You know what I mean.
Maybe they, like, train them to have certain behaviors with fish food or something like that. Make them happier or something. Maybe they give them a Prozac in their fish food or something. I don't know. That's bizarre.
Oh, it's so nice. I got cameras.
It's a bizarre world we live in. Get them penguins out of there. Sparta's going over there to get them penguins. Yeah, of course he does. It was his fucking Christmas present, being great. He gave me penguins. Filled my office up with penguins and penguin eggs. Fucking Ingrate. All I did was get you a lump of coal, Ingrate. It's not even that bad.
We figured we would give you something that would keep you happy for the whole season. And
I told you. I told you, Ingrate, on the show last week what I'm going to do on Christmas Eve. I'm going to beat all the misfits with a big sack of coal and piss on your Christmas lights and start an electrical fire and burn down your fucking house. That's what you're going to get for the fucking penguins. Knuckle draggers. I wonder what a penguin egg omelet would taste like. Freak Icon makes a good point there.
Maybe kind of gamey. I don't
know. Turn this into an advantage.
A little fishy?
Yeah, that too.
Let's open the McHaggis Place soup kitchen and serve omelets every morning.
For Christmas. It'd be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. Vacant Vale will be there.
Vale would be first one in line. He's back, by the way.
Apparently he is. We better get him back in some divisions.
He is in divisions in McHaggis. That's actually the only company he wants to be active in right now.
Smart man.
Oh, can I say something to everybody? Happy 12-12-12.
What's the significance of 12-12?
Well,
it only happens one time, once every 100 years.
Yeah, and it's the last time we're going to be able to have sequential numbers, like the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year.
So isn't the world going to end in like 8 days or something?
9 days, supposedly.
9 days, yeah.
Nine days.
After my birthday. You still have to give me a birthday present, babe.
We're all fucked, actually.
Wait a minute. Next week is his birthday.
Shouldn't have bothered getting any Christmas presents, really, then. It's kind of a waste of money.
Yes, because if you realize after the Mayans made a calendar, they didn't take into account leap years, et cetera, and that this would have happened years ago, they said, or months ago or something like that.
Still all right.
I think this is what happened. I discussed this with somebody one time. They said this to me, and it makes absolute sense. The Mayans didn't know they were going to be wiped out. So to them, they were going to live forever. They made the calendar up to 2012, and they said, we have plenty of time to make a new one later.
They weren't very smart. If they were so smart, why are they extinct then?
When the white man showed up, when the Europeans showed up, they brought all their diseases with them and wiped them all out.
Well, if they were that smart that they could see the future, wouldn't they have seen that coming then?
They're smart. They're not psychics.
They seen the end of the world coming, but they didn't see
miserable. No, I think we're interpreting it as the end of the world. I think what happened was they made a calendar, and they said, all right, it goes up to 2012. That's thousands of years from now. We'll just make another one then. We'll just update it. It's that. There's no way to update it.
Ingrates, take a lesson from the Mayans. They're shitty at making calendars, and they're shitty at fighting diseases.
But everything else, they were pretty advanced.
Well, they were.
They were. They, for their times, they were very advanced. But, you know, their calendar skills were just not that great.
Right.
I think they foresaw the somewhere in there they said that the Rocket Ninja would screw everybody eventually.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
They were actually predicting the coming of Rocket Ninja.
But I'm just glad I go see part one of The Hobbit this weekend before the end of the world. So
The Hobbit. I see The Hobbit every day. He's in our stable. We call him Haffy.
That's right.
Oh, leave Haffy alone. Come on.
You want to wear him around your neck, Judge.
He has a wee ring and he can go invisible and everything.
The spicy scares him.
No, he idolizes me. He was me for Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah, he even took your name, and that was really confusing to me.
The little fellow looked up to me. I'm like a role model to him.
I really did not like it while he was you for Halloween. Because I'd go into the stable, and then, yeah, that really confused me. Because he looked like you, and he had your name, and I'd see it in the stable conversation. And, yeah, that was really just, yeah, that wasn't cool.
Well, I remember one night Susie was really tired. She was on her medication. She went to bed. She was taking half by the hand. And I was watching him going, something's not right here. And all of a sudden he did that jump in the air and kicked his heels together.
And he started humping her leg.
He thought he was getting lucky. Then I heard her scream and she threw him out.
It was kind of like my own little hornswoggle. It was kind of like when Fett Finley had
horns. To be honest, I thought it was some weird Twilight Zone episode I was in, and I thought that was Baby McHaggis grown up.
Or I shrunk from old age or something.
Yeah.
I got so old I shrunk immensely. I know. Anyway, yeah, but anyway, Haffy's a good wee fella. He idolized.
I like Haffy.
He looks up to
He's a good guy.
Spicy.
He looks up to everybody.
Well, yeah, he looks up to everybody. He's like 3 feet tall. Baby. Yeah. Spicy's his hero.
On Ward Sparta says, in half, he tried to get smooches from Susie.
What the fuck were we supposed to be talking about? Where are we going to interview Hollywood?
Supposed to be roasting.
Interviewing Hollywood.
They switched it to an interview.
We're just going to interview Hollywood because we're too lazy to come up with funny stuff to say about him, pretty much. Hollywood, how's the guy? Okay, here's something.
Right.
How's the guy, when they met Hollywood, yeah. He's like something like hardcore Rick Brutal or something like that, right? He's like some young ingrate wrestler, he's just some common guy, right? And then he becomes Hollywood Rick Brutal, and he's this mm-hmm. flashy guy with the robes and the glitz and glamour, and all the fans are cheering him on and all that, becomes a big fan favorite. And then how does a guy come from being that, and then... Mm-hmm. to being the leader of the pure scum, of the former scum army now called pure scum.
The book's coming out in a few months. Now, I was basically always in scum. Relic asked me to join up, and he thought it was cool. I was like, are you sure I'm going to fit in? And he goes, yeah, you'll fit in. And then he told me a few months later, he goes, I just want you to be a wrestler. He goes, I know you can wrestle. I just want you to back me up. I didn't know you could actually talk on the mic because I hadn't heard your mic skills. So then he started talking, goes, all right, this is going to work out pretty good. And one thing led to another. And I think in this day and age where everybody's like, you know, now the new kids, that we want this, the new factions. I'm like, you know, we still got the older factions and not that old. I mean, Scum is what, 2 or 3 years old? If that?
Let's see, there's like...
3, 4 years?
Well, there's like 4 years of FBW, and then how long is Unstoppable been around? 2?
Yeah, 2.5. So, all right, 6.5.
So, it'd be like 6 years old or something.
It's not that old, though. I mean, everybody's like, six and a half years. Oh, my God.
In terms of wrestler years, of like in wrestler time, it's old. Because you got to look at it from... If we were wrestlers in the actual world out there, right? And look at the amount of matches we wrestle in, that amount of companies, right? You can never do that in the amount of time that we do that in, right?
No.
So we used to always say FBW years were like longer than regular time is like, because we've been around for, based on the amount of matches you'd had and all that shit, you had to have been around for fucking ever, right? That's where the old joke about Spicy being 300 years old came from, is that to have wrestled the amount of matches I had in the FBW, I'd have to be like 300 years old.
Well, I've heard it. I've heard it equivalent that the a week in Unstoppable is like a month in the real world.
Something like that. It's like the Twilight Zone, this fucked up place. But yeah. Anyway, so Hollywood. Yeah, we wanted you right from the start. I remember you were in the original McHaggis place with She Who Shall Not Be Spoken Of, the main
right.
Starkey,
yeah, right.
and myself running it. And but you know, Relic and I had different visions for Hollywood. Rick, Relic had the vision of one of those guys in the old Scum Army that just stood in the background, did the wrestling while we did all the shit talking,
mm-hmm.
and didn't say nothing because he's a technical wrestler. So face, heel, whatever, it didn't really matter as long as he got the job done.
Right.
But my vision was more like, eventually this guy's attitude will come out and he'll become this egotistical Ric Flair type guy. That's what I see him as, right? But that never really came to fruition. And I always try to bring that out in you. And you're just too much of a nice guy for that.
Hey, it slips out once in a while. It does slip out.
But you can exhibit that from time to time. Like in CSW with the not wanting to get your robe all messed up with all this sludge and slob slime and whatnot.
I gotta admit though, about CSW, when I first heard him, like, I'm not going to that. I just told Relic, and Relic used to like, I'm not going there. It's just a swamp. It's a muckety muck backwater wrestling. But they've really built that place up.
It's a pretty good company. I've been loyal to it all. I'm a 2-time CSW tag team champion, former Bayou Brawler champion, multi-time stable champion. I don't know how many times. I've had a great deal of success there. I just went there as a joke to stir up shit with the legacy and whatnot. I stuck it out there. It's been a good company.
Yeah.
And not only were you the Bayou Brawler champion, you held that for like 5 weeks, which is pretty, you know, considering, considering what you have to do to earn that, to get that title and to defend it, that was impressive.
Yeah, you have to beat up two of the toughest ingrates around every time to hang on to that.
Wow.
So I kicked some ass there.
I'm reading the chat here. Blister Bum says, Tolkappa Hot, you make me erect like the San Francisco Bridge in the middle of the second Ghostbusters movie.
Who's he talking to?
Me.
She's Tolkappa Hot.
That's what Blister Bum calls me.
There.
He calls me Tolkappa Hot.
You better watch yourself there, Apu. Bloody choke you out with a purple slushy. What the fuck are we talking about? We are interviewing Hollywood, right?
All right, so then the whole Scum thing.
Okay, I got
Doc,
a question for Hollywood.
I wasn't done answering the first one.
Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
The legend's talking. You just sit there, you misfit.
And then me and Dr. D were dodged for a while, and then all of a sudden he was announced as new leader. I'm going, you got to be shitting me. So I was like, fine, I'll play along with this, see what happens. And then it got to the point, he wasn't around, he left, I forgot who left in charge, and he gave orders, don't do anything until I come back. Well, it was the summer, and this is usually when we make our most noise, and nothing was going on. And then I came to you, Spice, and he said, I have an idea. And you had the same idea at the same time, so we were both on the same page, and we just, you know, ran with the ball.
And we blew up a couple of Scum stables.
That's true. Yes, we did. We made a lot of noise.
Sort of
like
to make a statement right off the bat.
And then he ran to damnation.
Right. Yeah, that was a smart move. He is back running his company, doing his thing again, somewhat. Maybe he's got some kind of future as a company owner. He always did run CSI.
Didn't you join his company?
I did. Yeah. I did recently.
Did he pay you a nice contract to join?
No.
Really?
No. I joined WFW and CSI the same night on no contract. I didn't want to get caught up in a contract in case we were at odds and he decided to stick me in a billion matches or something.
One of the reasons why I don't take contracts. If I don't like a company or if something goes wrong, I can leave when I'm good and ready.
Blister Bum has something to say to you, Spicy. Spicy, you're a good man. I like you. You take nothing off anyone. You speak your mind, you drink like my grandmother, and you pack punch like a camel. And you make tall cup of hot happy. But if you ever hurt her, I kick you in hat sack wearing ice skate.
Wow. There you go.
That's my little short cup of hot for you.
Better watch his mouth with all that nice business. Anyway, so Hollywood managed to remain a face and lead pure scum. That's bizarre. What would you call that?
Bizarre. An oxymoron?
Yeah. An oxymoron. Not just a regular moron like the Heat Raiders, right? But,
I knew that was coming.
Oxymoron. Oxymoron, that's a good word. So Judgment had a question then. This should be good.
Hollywood, I just have to ask, because the fans out there are asking me to ask you.
Yes.
Who does your hair, because your roots are kind of needing to be touched up, they're saying.
Well, that's not true, because I'm a natural blonde.
But they're getting confused because they're saying that the robe is brighter than your roots are for some reason.
That's probably the lighting, because I am natural blonde.
Okay, they said he is natural blonde. Okay, and now my question is for all three of you. You guys are the pure scum elite. You have the wrestling god. You have one of the second hardest working GMs in all of Unstoppable. And then you have a legend, Hollywood. How come it is when you three are on radio, other members of certain non-talent stables decide to go after one of your members on the feed, but yet Misfits are there to back him up?
Because we're busy doing a radio show.
I barely look at the feed.
Yeah.
I don't have time to read all the ramblings of those cretins all day. I just go on there when I want fans or something.
I did invite the Three Stooges to come over to your radio show tonight to let you guys talk to them if they wish to.
Which Three Stooges are we referring to?
Who are these Three Stooges?
Lady Bath Puff.
Ooh.
Lord.
Oh.
Who?
The Mainster.
What the hell? Well, I've never heard of any of those ingrates.
I think he means Lady Perfection, Lord Sparta, and I didn't hear Lord Strife. Lord Sparta, I will apologize to you for that one.
They called you.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Okay, Lord Sparta.
I did not mean that, Sparta.
How did Hollywood become a leader with Spice to be one and being one of the originals?
Who said that? What?
I think that's the judgment question. Oh,
well, that's actually your question. You finally got to your fucking question. That took forever.
Question.
Well, I don't know. We just decided Hollywood would be leader. I didn't really want to lead. I've never really wanted to lead.
Usually, if this was like The Godfather, he'd be my consigliere.
Now, I will say this. Whenever I left the Misfits and went over to Scum Radio, the original Scum Stable that Relic had before Relic took his back surgery break, and Dr. Destruction was in charge, I questioned that many, many times. And I thought, given the people who are wrestlers, people who are here every day putting 110% into the game, people that are in storylines, people who are active and not somebody who's slacking around masturbating on each street corner that they can, Dr. Destruction. I think Hollywood should have been the leader a long time ago.
That's what I felt as well.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the same thing. I felt he was just giving him his due. I've never wanted to lead. I've never wanted to lead the Scum Army. That's why Relic always led it. I've always wanted to just... I'm happy doing just what I'm doing right now in pure Scum, just fighting. I'm a fighter. I always wanted to just drink and fight. I never wanted to lead. In fact, it astounds me to this day that anybody wants to be part of Scum, because Scum is... you know, there's all these factions, and people always think SCUM stands for something, like the letters stand for something, like it's a, like with the dots in between, like SCUM, you know? It doesn't stand
right.
for anything. It just means what it means. It means SCUM, like lowest of the lowest, SCUM of the earth, right? And so we never expected it to become anything like it is, where people are fighting over who's a member, who's SCUM, and who isn't, and all this and that. We never thought it would...
People putting the net... on their name to grow, to drain, to gain recognition.
We never expected it to be something that people wanted to be part of. We were always expecting to be hated and despised. That was our goal in the beginning. We didn't care. We didn't. We were just a bunch of rotten bastards. We didn't think anyone was going to put us up on this big pedestal and want to join us and argue over who is and who isn't SCUM and all this and that. And I never wanted to lead. I've just always wanted to fight. That was always my thing. I never was the one that wanted to be in the forefront. I always hated it, in fact. Relic and I would always play the role of co-leader, because at times I can be more of a prick than Relic in certain ways. And at times when Relic might want someone fired or something like that, and he didn't want to go about doing it, he might put me in charge to... sort out some of the dead wood and fire a few people or something like that. I didn't give a fuck about being the unpopular one or getting hate or whatever, so...
So basically you were the muscle.
Yeah, more or less. I never did care to lead, and I felt Hollywood deserved it. I felt he was the man for the job in the first place. When Doc got it. I don't know what the thinking was there. Maybe it was that Hollywood was a face. Maybe that was the issue.
Maybe.
But to me, that's not an issue. I don't give a fuck. I've always
maintained
that I didn't give a fuck what the ingrates thought, whether they thought I was a heel or a face or whatever. Whatever gets the job done. Hollywood gets the job done.
But you know, when he does something evil, it's more fun that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's going, but you're a face, but you're a face.
But I'm SCUM. You knew this.
That's right.
And I got to bring something up. It has nothing to do with any question, but since, you know, we're talking about SCUM, I get sick, and I've said this so many times on my show and other shows, probably on this show too. You call out SCUM, you know who's in SCUM. You call us out as an entity, and then you get so butthurt when we all show up to defend SCUM. And then you turn, you're bullies, you're meanies.
Oh, is that Lord Strife and Lady Perfection saying this?
Anybody.
Oh, okay. Because that's usually their trick. That's why I didn't acknowledge when Judgment said, because they call us out once in a while, and then you go fight with them, and they bicker back and forth for a bit, and then they whine and say you're bullying them.
I think for Christmas, I'm getting Lady P a dictionary, and I'm going to highlight the word relevant. And irrelevant, because she obviously doesn't know what these words mean.
Well, she knows that we're relevant. That's why she calls us out.
Right.
That's the problem. They're irrelevant, and they're jealous.
Well, there you go. Everyone says Hollywood's a face, but he doesn't sound like much of a face. Who is
there was a question.
Here's a question for Hollywood, I suppose. Yeah, who is one retired member of SCUM that you would want to come back, excluding Relic, who is somewhat back?
Oh.
Yeah, another retired member.
Oh.
Thinking back.
I'm trying to think of all the members. God.
Oh, I can think of a ton myself.
I think I have a few in my head. I'm just trying to remember if they were members or not. We gotta set up a page and just have the list of members, former
someone
members.
Someone who stood out exclusively as SCUM, like someone who you'd think of as.
Was Mordecai ever SCUM?
Shit, I don't know if he was. Sen was. I don't know if Mordecai was.
Yeah, maybe Sen. Yeah. Well, who would you bring back since you've been, you know?
Hands down, no doubt, Scottish Fury.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Definitely Scottish Fury. I'd love to see him back. It would be hilarious. It would turn the unstoppable world on its fucking ear. Ingrates would be crying and weeping. I could just imagine what would happen if Scottish Fury were to meet with Heat Raider. What would go down there? It would be something to behold. Tremendous. Scottish Fury wasn't like the rest of us. We hate a guy like Heat Raider. We don't want to talk to him at all or have him around, right? Scottish Fury would delight in a guy like that. He would just go after him every day because he could get a rise out of him. You just torment him until he drove him to madness.
Right, here's a question. Blister Bum says, when you arrive at a party and the ladies in back are being bored by tall men with balding hair,
yes,
do you help them out or wait for them to come to you?
The women usually just flock to me after a few minutes.
They do, actually, yeah.
I like to make my rounds, and then all of a sudden I look around, I look behind me, and there's a whole group.
Yeah, when I used to, when many feed fuck about on me or something, I get pissed off and go out with the boys for a night and plan to fuck about and get chicks down at the pub. I would purposely, me and Relic would purposely drag Hollywood along with us, just because he would draw crowds of chicks. But, and we were old bastards, so we would like leech off his whatever. We'd use him as a chick magnet. Hollywood. Hollywood, are you going to rock the Ric Flair hair the older you get? Like, are you going to... Is your hair going to go completely white like Ric Flair?
Oh, I hope not.
The white...
I hope it stays blonde for a while. I'm quite a few years from that point. So.
You're not going to have the white blonde Flair hair?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
If you started losing your hair, would you just shave your head like Hardcore Holly?
Oof. Why you bring these things up, man? I gotta say, I might go the route of Bosley. I might try that. That hair replacement thing.
The Bosley system?
Oh, like
yes.
Ted Danson.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Sam Malone.
My manager knows a few people who did that, and it actually worked for them. It's a little pricey, but it did work for them, so.
Fascinating.
Okay, I got a question. I got a decent answer for Hollywood right now.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Hollywood, you've won many, many, many titles.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you have gone back and forth in title matches.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you were tag team champions before.
Yes.
Out of the titles that you've had,
mm-hmm,
which one is your most precious title to have?
I'm going to say the first big one was the WFW Hardcore title. Because
cool.
I think of all the big companies at that time, that was the first big one I won. And that kind of put my name on the map. And actually, I'm going to say, I was thinking somebody might ask me, I'm going to name a title I won that wasn't really a title, a championship. When I won the Battle Royal, Johnny Canuck's Battle Royal Invitational.
Oh, that's true. You did.
And I think that one really just like shocked everybody. I don't know if it shocked everybody, because I remember Mordecai there, and he's saying, if Rick gets past the first round, I'm going with him. And I remember the whole night, I was just on a roll, and he was just like, oh my God, he's like a steamroller. I just remember him saying that over and over all night after the first round. Because Stranglehold almost beat me in the first round. I had to come back, and I beat him. And then I just went on a major tear that night. I can't believe I can't find the actual.
What company was that in? Was that in the old JCWC company?
No, it was just an open invitation. Here it is. 2011 Wrestler Unstoppable Rumble Royale Champion.
Johnny Canuck did it on the radio or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. What it was a scene he set up for one of his radio shows, and you had to sign in at 10 p.m. Eastern on that night. You had to sign into the chat. And the first person got the last entry, and I was the first one in there.
Weren't you like the Scum Radio Rookie of the Year or something?
I was WFW, I think it was that. I was WFW Rookie of the Year that year. I think it was a few of them, so. Unofficial. I think a few people unofficially said, since they don't have it, I was like the WFW Rookie of the Year, the Unstoppable Rookie of the Year also. So my first year was a very good year. My second year,
year, you was winning everything.
Yeah, I think I was just taking it right of a surprise. I think my second year, was kind of like, okay, we're ready for you.
That's why immediately wanted you in the Ascon.
Yeah, I think I was just turning heads. So. But, you know, when I first came in, there weren't a lot of other rookies yet. You know, because I come in May of that year, May or June, May. And, you know, you guys were just transitioning from Facebook Wrestling to Unstoppable. And I wound up fighting a lot of the big names all the time. You know, the FVW veterans I fought a lot. So I think they took notice that, well, here's this rookie and he's holding his own against us. And I think by the fall, I had established myself. And, you know, somebody had said, wow, you're like the rookie sensation. And that name kind of stuck, too, for that first year.
Okay, I have here's a question for you.
Yes.
Where is it? Icon, at Freak Icon said, if you could travel through time and go back and redo any scum move you've made,
yes,
which would you go back and do over, and what would you do differently?
Scum move? I don't think it was a scum move. It was something I said to Judge in the scene, and I didn't mean to say it, and it was just in the heat of the moment. And
hug it out now, boys.
No, he don't. But, you know, the thing with me in Hollywood is, and this is how strange this game plays out, because there are times you do. I mean, it's just like we're all friends. It's like brother-type friendship, because there's times you get into fights with your brothers, you get in fights with your sisters, you get in fights with everyone.
Judgment, but I can assure you that I sincerely mean everything I say to you.
Well, what I had said was taken was that actually OOC, and the information I had gotten from some people was, well, Judge knows the incident I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And like I said, if I had known then what I know now, I would never have said it. And I told the other people, told me, said, I'm like, you bunch of dicks.
But the thing is also, you have to look at the source, because the thing that at that particular time, I was being fed lines from Hollywood that quote unquote Hollywood quote unquote said, which come to find out he never said. And he was being fed things that I was quote unquote saying that I never eventually said.
And you never told me, you know who it was, but you never told me who it was.
Oh, I know who it was that was telling me the things.
Well, you said you were going to tell me. You still haven't told me to this day.
It was the Manx turkey.
Of course.
Well, I never listened to the Legault.
You know, that's I said that.
Hold on, Spice. I have to say one thing. It was when you and her were together, and you and her were talking, and Alec was talking, and things was being passed around between all of us.
I too fell into the clutches of the Mage Turkey. You should never listen to the Mage Turkey, though. I learned my lesson well. I also did the same thing. I got in fights with many people.
Well, there you go. Hello.
She was a manipulative manipulative evil harpy. But anyway, let's go to a bit of a song break, and we'll come back and continue interviewing Hollywood here. This is fascinating. Fascinating stuff, Ingrates. Keep those questions coming in the chat there. We're going to go to...
Hold on. One quick one. Mort Sparta asked who invited Hollywood to join Scum. That would be Relic Reed. Relic invited me.
Relic did, yeah. He and I had discussed it. Should we invite that guy? One of the names bandied about was, how about this Hollywood Rick Brutal? He's a really good wrestler. Relic says to me, he's a really good wrestler. I don't think he's much of a trash talker or anything, but he's a really good wrestler. And I knew him from McHaggis Place, and I was like, fuck, yeah.
Well, he had dubbed me Mr. WFW in, WFW, of course, him and Faith Dunkerino, because I was training with her for a month or two. And she told me afterwards, because, yeah, every time I wrestled you, you really improved. So, and I was just doing a lot of great storylining in WFW. So,
all right, this one here goes out to Hollywood Rick Brutal.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We'll be right back.
Hollywood Rick, a cult of personality. Hollywood, during the song there, Lord Sparta had a really good question, actually. Okay. He asked if being leader of Pure Scum has changed your ways as a so-called face.
Yeah, I gotta say it. I think I'm getting a bit of more of a vicious streak in me at times, and just the way I deal with things. The one big thing is, you know, like we always tell everybody, have a cup of cement and harden the fuck up. Because I think everybody's getting too friendly on some of the, in the news feed and some of the scenes.
It's not the friendly that bothers me, it's the whiny. It's the when you see someone trash talking someone and they start, people like Sucky start crying and making these scenes about can't we all just be together and shit. No,
don't they know what we are? We're professional wrestlers. What else do you think what do they think goes on in professional wrestling? Hugs and kisses or bullying and beating the snot out of each other?
So, like, the whole last week I said about that guy giving me a lecture about wrestling etiquette. And I was like, fuck off, wrestling etiquette.
When you entered the ring, did you have your pinky up right before you gave him a European uppercut?
Nah, I just told him to fuck off, call him an idiot. I was actually baffled, and I just kind of went, what are you, some kind of fucking moron? What are you talking about? And then he didn't respond after that.
Because he was scared of you.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on something you said before the radio break. Relly made a comment about Hollywood being a good wrestler, but not much of a trash talker. It was over, I believe, in Drunken Defiance. Conk made a match between Hollywood Rick Brutal and a trash talker that was really great and spicy. You may remember him by the name of Gentleman Jack Hampton.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy, yeah. Oh, he made him quit.
Now, yeah, Hollywood basically retired Gentleman Jack Hampton because the match that was posted after it was finished, we read it. I think Conk even posted it on the home company page because it was such a classic. I mean, some of the things Hollywood came up with, it was just, I was sitting here going, Damn.
Well, that wasn't my point. My point wasn't that he wasn't a good trash talker. That was what Relic had said to me. I never really felt that we could cultivate that in him. I felt that he could be an arrogant heel type, like a...
Well, if you remember what I said, when Relic first brought me to Scum, he wanted me to stay in the background, and he told me like a month or two later, he goes, I didn't know you were so good in the mic. He told me that. He goes, I really hadn't heard you say much, but oh my God. See, it was just a matter of me opening my mouth and saying something.
Now you've got a radio show.
Yeah, now I'm hosting a radio show. Look at me now. And that wasn't even my idea. That goes back to, Michael Brewer. We were talking one night about radio shows, and he kept saying, I'd really like to do a radio show with you. I was like, oh, all right, I guess, you know, and then he talked me into it. And Addy, who was my co-host, he was supposed to be like our Ed McMahon type. Like, he was just going to sit on the couch and just pretend to be Ed McMahon. Actually, we had a gimmick worked out. He was going to be Dead McMahon. He's going to be like a zombie version of Ed McMahon. We had this.
That might be more entertaining.
Yeah, this whole thing. And then Michael Brewer, his manager got a job near the computer.
Dang managers.
For any time slot we had. So all of a sudden, next thing you know, here it was, instead of me and him co-hosting, I'm running the show. I'm like, oh, great. And Addy stepped up. But Addy stepped up big time, I got to say.
Now, who the fuck is this? Count Zrathnok. Count Zrathnok Scum Champion? What?
I bet he's an SRW.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, Hollywood, here's another question. Okay, I think someone asked earlier that if you could go back in time and pull a Scum member that used to be in Scum back into the stable, who would you have brought? My question is...
Yes.
Given the wrestlers that you interact with now,
right?
If there was a spot open in your stable, which wrestler has impressed you, not in your stable right now, has impressed you enough that you would actually invite them to join?
Trash talking or just wrestling?
Both.
Trash talking would be Vacant Val. I'd like to see him come back. Wrestling-wise, there's a few of them.
Vale's also a pretty good wrestler.
I know one. Son of Bundy.
Wrestling-wise, yeah.
Yeah, I'd bring him in.
Well, yeah, Son of Bundy's good.
I would bring him in. Over the summer, we wrestled quite a bit, because in the public company, I was trying to move up, and every time I was on, he was there. We were just joking about it. It's like... You know, I try to go on first thing in the morning. He was there. We joke about it. It's like, you go, oh, it's Breakfast with Brutal again. And like 10 matches in an hour, we wind up fighting each other. So.
I did a couple of
times. Oh, Caden got a good question.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, oh. Is there anyone former or current Scum member
you most regret bringing into Scum?
That I brought in, or just...
Being brought in, period, I guess.
Dr. D.
But you didn't bring him in.
I didn't bring anybody in. They were there. Former and or current Scum member, you most regret bringing them in Scum. Was that for me, or was that for any of us?
I have many of them. That was directed at you, I guess.
Stallion was never officially a member of Scum.
Not really, no.
I don't know what that was all about. That was
a boost of ego.
Yeah, for him.
Because Notorious is irrelevant, and we all know he has to be relevant.
Right.
The only way he could be relevant was to become a part of Scum. And what did he do? What he does everywhere else? Absolutely nothing.
He didn't even officially join any stable, though. He just said he was Scum and then hung around our scenes, talking.
Kane Steele says, Spicy, that question's for you also.
Oh, for me, there are many regrets of people I wouldn't have let in Scum. Geki Sneelo at one point.
Yeah.
weather, a West Texas high roller, was part of Scum at one point. Oh, albeit it was a scheme to fuck him around, but he was in Scum. Mike Zodiac would be another one.
Okay, I was going to say that one too. All right.
Now, I can't say Dr. Destruction. I don't regret bringing him into Scum. I regret allowing him to lead Scum.
Okay.
I don't really regret having brought him in. He would have been a great member of the Scum Army. We just should have, he was not the one to lead. He never should have been put in charge. That was a mistake.
Okay, so I just want to say this. Lady P is saying now, okay,
many,
Scum.
Many fee, for sure. Oh.
Lady P is saying, we aren't coming on your show to lift your ratings. You're embarrassing yourselves.
I don't care what she said.
We haven't even acknowledged them.
Well, in the chat, I invited them on the show before. I said, stop talking to the newsfeed. And I'm going to say this, and hopefully it gets back to her. You could sit there and say everything you want on the feed. Come on the air, open your mouth, and say it to us. You know, we're busy on the show.
Say it to our faces.
Exactly, because we're busy.
That ain't
going
to happen.
Okay, apparently Strife is saying to Caden that they will do that. That will happen about the same time a Scum member calls into the next time him and Lady Purr do an episode of Demons and Diamonds.
Well, you know what the problem with that is? They always, the last couple of shows they've done, it was when my show was on.
Yeah, I didn't even know they still did their show.
Once in a blue moon.
They do it occasionally.
Yeah, like once a month, once every 2 months.
And they
do
so
it's
early.
It's been on
for
several months now, but...
They're so irrelevant.
So early.
They practically don't exist to me, so I don't know what they do or anything. I don't pay any attention.
Well, and, you know, you always say, you can't even understand him because he has a bucket on his head.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Okay.
The Lady P just gives me a headache.
I mean, okay, you can sit here and you can say, oh, okay, do I want to listen to Lord Strife and Lady Perfection do a radio show, or do I want to sit here and masturbate? Masturbation's going to overtake that.
They would never dare come on our show, because they suck so badly on radio that they would get owned and made to look fools. Not that they don't make fools of themselves as it is, but...
That's a good question. Hollywood.
Yes.
Your fans want
yes.
to know, when is Hollywood going to start dating?
I do date. I don't date wrestlers.
Okay, he don't date wrestlers.
You know, like all the times I go to clubs and I come back to my mansion with the ladies. Oh, wait, is that considered dating?
That's considered...
Do you only see them once?
That's considered a free night.
Yeah.
Well, it's a one-night stand. Okay. That's what it
wait,
is.
Wait, wait, wait. You mean I got to settle down and just date one person over and over repeatedly at this point?
No. Nobody's saying that. But you asked if it was considered dating.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out the point with the question. I'm trying to get the context of the question here. Judge?
Well, I was just asked the question. Someone just asked me, when Hollywood start dating? And then they come back and they said, is there one female wrestler that has ever caught Hollywood's interest?
Oh, there's been a few.
I know,
but then I found out they were married, and I just don't go that way. So I don't. I believe.
Oh, who? You got to tell us who.
Okay, you said wrestling mama.
No,
there's one girl that you tag teamed with for a while.
Lord Scretchen, yeah. And then she we were an awesome tag team together, and then she disappeared. But that was strictly business. We really didn't hang out much after the shows.
I have a question for Judgment. Judgment, are you hitting on Hollywood?
No, I'm not hitting on Hollywood.
All right, I thought I'd clear that up. Because some people were asking in the chat. They were curious.
I just thought that. Morgasm was one, but then I found out she was married. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Good luck with that. Then I found out who she was married to, and I'm friends with both of them. I was like, oh, I didn't know. So we'll just push that to the side, by the way.
Let's see now.
But I haven't seen her around in ages either, so.
Morgasm, last time I saw Morgasm, she had told me that she was actually leaving for a couple months.
Oh.
there was a time that she left her stable and she was leaving companies, and I was like, why are you leaving your companies? And that's when she said she was taking some time off.
Who would you say, you mentioned Son of Bundy as a good technical wrestler. Who would you say yeah. would be your toughest opponents wrestling-wise?
Oh, God. I guess Son of Bundy for a while, but me and him go back and forth now. Oh, fudge. Try and think. Is Sean Hurd
fudge,
a hitman?
You sound like me. Oh, say, oh, fudge.
Okay. Sean Hitman Hurd. There's a couple of them. Rickety Cricket was. Cracker.
Oh, yeah, that broad was tough.
Tough. and Cracker and Big Boy Buddy is another one. Matter of fact, I had to fight all three of them in a four-way dance for the first ever Saints and Sinners title. And
most
I
of them...
I didn't do so hot against them.
Most of them I fought back in the beginning in the public companies when they were public companies. And I haven't seen... I think most of them are gone now.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes. I'm sure there's a few I'm not mentioning, but those are the ones that come to mind. So.
Okay, what companies are you in, GM for, that kind of thing?
Oh, let me go to the list. Right now, I'm just GMing in WFW, Friday Night Havoc, and I own Unstoppable Super Show Wrestling, but we really haven't done much with that. I gotta sit down and start doing something with that. yeah. I think once you get back from your vacation, I could sit down with you and we could really get some stuff rolling. Let's see, Facebook Mania 7 I'm in right now, Judges Awareness Man, Scum Academy, House of Mirrors, CSW, McHaggis Place, Arundel, run by Holly Cyanide. That's a small company, but it's a really good company. Big Dog Wrestling, and I was going to say Hardcore Haven Inc., but that's just for the McHaggis tour. So.
Was you in Saints and Sinners?
I was in Saints and Sinners.
You was in Saints and Sinners at the time, okay.
Yeah, I was in there from basically almost when... Yeah, I was, like I said, I was in there like when they were just forming up in Wrestle Unstoppable up until they closed it, which was kind of shocking. And I was in NLW.
I'm just reading some of Caden Steele's insults.
I saw that.
That's good. He's doing some proud there. You saw that, did you? Oh, yeah. Jesus. All right. So I asked you who some of your toughest opponents were. Who jobs to Hollywood? Who are your favorite jobbers to kick about? You know how there's always those guys you go to, your go-to guy when you're on a losing streak. You know you can always slap them around to pad your win, feed your ego a bit.
One comes to mind, John Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, Phoenix.
Just do a reversal and you got that one.
Don't tell him that. He might
change it up.
No, I'm serious. He has been in radio chat and heard people talking about him and about how he does the same movesets over and over and what you need to do to beat him, and he still does it.
I think what it is that he mass wrestles so much that he just automatically goes through his moves without thinking.
And now I'm going to say some, and like a few in the public company. I don't even know who they are, but...
That'll fuck you over.
A few people are jobbers to me right there, so... I should keep a list, but I don't. I just don't.
Oh, see, I keep my jobbers in mind. Like, I keep...
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I don't like to say them, because then they'll know they're my jobbers, and they'll be like, oh, I'm not even accepting this challenge. So then I can't pad my record.
I can tell you right now, it's nobody on the list of people I'm fighting this week right now.
I have people that I call my personal ATMs.
Yeah.
I always fight them when I need coins.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the Al Snow guys, the pay me types.
Yeah, but I don't call them jobbers. I just call them my personal ATM.
Tackle dummies, we used to call them. Me and Relic, the tackle dummies. When these no-name guys would come call us out, we'd say, ah, yeah, bring it on. I can use another tackle dummy. They wouldn't know what we meant. Well, they might have. I don't know. Probably did. That's pretty plain, I guess. Fascinating, yeah. That was a great insult there. That was gold, comedy gold from Caden Steele there. What did you miss, Ophiel? Caden Steele with some zingers. shit, you know what? I got to go get myself a cigarette. Let's go for a little song break, and we'll come back in a minute here.
They're going to the office, folks.
Song break.
Yeah, song break. Oh, yeah, Susie. We'll have to go to the office for a moment here. There's so much shit on this switchboard. I don't know what to play here or play there. There for being a slut, isn't he?
Well, good for him.
So aren't sluts generally good looking, at least? Well, that's me. Lady P, anyway. She bangs a guy with a bucket on his head, though, I'm just saying. I mean, what can Lord Strife look like? How ugly do you have to be to conceal your face under a bucket? I mean, a bucket's not an attractive thing. Must have quite a boat. All right, anyway, any more astounding questions for the great Hollywood Rick? I just keep getting shinied by Caden posting stuff that he's insulting the Dumb Nation twist with.
That's right.
I just saw his last one.
Caden's good. I have to give him credit.
Yeah.
That last one was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really having some sport with those two.
Blisterbone's out there having some fun, too.
Is he tormenting them as well?
No, not the other. He's having fun with B-Man and Al-K.
Yeah, Al-K's inviting him on the show to come. You know, it's not an invitation for ratings. It's an invitation to back up what you're saying on the news feed.
What are they saying, anyway?
Put your mouth where your fingers are.
What are they trying to say, anyways? They're just babbling.
They basically turned down everyone's invite for them to come on radio and go at you guys.
You really want to hear them on radio? They're quite boring.
No, it's just fun to hear you guys go at them. Would be more entertaining.
First of all, you can't understand Lord Strife very well because he's got a bucket on his head. He's all muffled and shit. And the whining of Lady P just sends me into fits. Actually gives me a migraine. It's kind of like sucky or something.
I used to do a radio show with her.
Lady P or sucky?
Okay.
Lady P. You know, Lady sucky. P. That, you know. I'm sorry. That.
Hollywood, I have one more question for you tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As everybody knows, me and Spicy go back and forth a lot. Elf and gets involved here and there. Who is your biggest rival and storyliner that you just like storylining with, and who you have fun in the ring with?
Oh, God. I mean, you have some good matches. When we storyline the matches, I think. I gotta say that. Right now, I don't have a lot of rivals right now. Like there are people I wrestle all the time, like in house matches. But it's like, oh, it's you again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't consider the house matches. Like, people boast and like, oh, we beat you in 3 house matches. I'm like, they're house matches. No big deal. I wrestle 15 of them a week per company. Trying to think who my biggest rival is right now. I think at this point I'm in a lull, and I gotta say that, because right now I don't have a big rival. People have wanted a storyline with me, and I start the storyline, and they walk away. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say the storyline me and you do is really good, Judge.
I think I tried to help.
Yep. I know me and Kane just had an amazing match last week, but that's not a rivalry. I mean, we're stablemates, and that was just a match.
May I say that was one hell of a match, too?
Yeah, I'm still hurting from that one. To be honest, I haven't been going out that much this past week. I think I went out Friday night. I had some friends going like, all right, 2 hours and we're out of here, boys.
I'm still reading insults. Hollywood.
Right now.
I have a question.
I'm looking for some good storylining, so.
What is your favorite storyline that you've been a part of?
Oh. A fun storyline we did. Oh, crap. We had to rescue Relic out of the quote-unquote hospital he was staying in. It was like an insane asylum.
Hey, insane asylums are pretty fun.
Yeah, especially the haunted ones.
Quarantine's good stuff.
It was the wind. It was the wind.
It was the wind. we rescued him out of that one. There's a storyline I did. Oh, my favorite storylines, I gotta say, with the Allfather and the Church of Hell and Consequences. Just any storyline involving those guys.
Who again? I'm sorry, I got you.
The Allfather and the Church of Hell and Consequences. Just because they really go all out on a storyline. I mean, we had basically a feud that was, it started out as a storyline that was like this surrealistic acid trip that wasn't an acid trip. Basically, they had me chained down to an altar for 3 or 4 days. I'm breaking the fourth wall, yelling at the readers, saying, hey, you're reading this, come out, get your wrestling here and help me out of here. Then I escaped, and then it was in Saints and Sinners. We had this feud, and it was so funny. It was like we had this match, I won, and in the middle of a pay-per-view, we hijacked the thread, and it must have gone on. We figured out this feud between me, Allfather, I think the monk, and the priest, the fetid monk. Basically, we fought in the aisle, not the aisle, the ramp, the when you come out.
The ramp.
We fought, not the ramp, the between the barricades. We fought there, and we must have this fight must have lasted like 5 pages of the thread. It got to the point no one really posted any match results after that because they were just so enthralled with the match. And it was funny. Like as serious as they try to be, sometimes we get really goofy. Like I grabbed something from a fan and it turned out to be a chainsaw that was running, and I yell, "Whoa! This could hurt somebody!" I threw it back into the stands and it hit a fan. A fan screamed. And we just kept going. Like, we would say the goofiest things in these scenes, and we would just keep going like it was nothing to us. Like, we do these asides, and we're like, but wait a minute, you just... Nah, didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. And yeah, Caden, the one I said, that was one for the ages, too, that match we had. But yeah, it's a storyline. I wish they would come back and do more. I really miss the Allfather.
I had the last question, too, Hollywood.
Okay.
I was thinking about all the years I've been around wrestling. You said 6 years or whatever there. And over that time, you get, as you get a bit of fame and popularity or whatever, you know, you get haters, right?
Right.
And I've had some real crazy experiences with some particular haters and, you know, like people that stalk you and all that kind of stuff, take it a little outside wrestling and get a little bit crazy on you. Have you had any of that? And if so, who would who would be the worst amongst them, I guess?
That carried it outside, like,
yeah,
into the manager's thing?
Do you have any, like, real haters that kind of take it to another level and kind of stalk you about you and all that?
I don't know if they stalk me, but I think the biggest haters I had for a while were those two guys, wasn't it Legend and L-Train?
Legend and L-Train, yeah, okay.
And they were haters for a while. It was just like, any chance Legend got, he was just putting me down. I'm like, dude, really? And I said to him at one point, I said, dude, here's the deal. A year from now, you're not even going to be around. I'm still going to be here, and it accolades to my name.
You were right.
I know.
Yep.
HRB's a psychic.
Yeah, it's just, like, I guess I just mean, yeah. I mean the guys that pop up everywhere you pop up. Every time you show up somewhere and say something, these guys are there, and they're like,
They showed up. They showed up every time.
Yeah.
And for a while, when we had a feud going, which I didn't know where this feud came from, some of the Misfits for a while, but then that went away.
Yeah, they're a bunch of ingrates, those Misfits.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, Hollywood was a Misfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so was I, unfortunately.
I can proudly say I've never been a Misfit.
Good for you, Susie. Well done. Wise career choice.
Oh, Freak Icon has a good one. Freak Icon asked, outside of Scum or any family you may have, is there anyone in Unstoppable you consider to be like a brother family? Oh, God. There are a few. Like, when I wrestle them, oh, God. Kosher Salami, Anton Dare, a few of the All-Stars. I gotta say, like, Son of Bunny, too, because when we fight, it's a mutual admiration. You know what I mean? It's a respectful match. Like, we'll go to war, but...
You shake hands when it's over.
Yeah, you know, it's like, good match. Well, I'll see you again in a few minutes. You know, because, like I said, old times, we wrestle in the public company. And we're friendly to each other. Like I said, Gorgeous Gretchen, she was my tag team partner. We had so much success in Saints and Sinners. We were the first ever co-ed tag team champions there. And the only reason we lost is because something happened with our manager's computer. And it broke down during one of our title defenses. She couldn't make her matches. Otherwise, I think we would have been champions for a lot longer. Trying to think who else.
You sound so full of regret, too. I think
about
you
that?
Had a real thing for that girl.
No, it wasn't regret. It was just like, man, we were just so dominant, and then that happened. And I did see her. I saw her on about a month ago or a couple weeks ago, and I wrestled her. And just the way she talked to me, it was just very cold. I'm like, okay, is that really you? Or is it somebody just logging in as you? You know, it just seemed like, is that you, or was it just a...
Am I seeing things?
Yeah, like it said it was her, but it didn't. She didn't act like her.
Ah, women, they're baffling.
So there's a few. There's a few I consider family. Like if I see them, I'll go out of my way to say, hey, what's up?
Maybe you like forgot her birthday, or she expected a hug when you seen her. Or you never know. It's women.
Oh, I did say like I did say something first in the match. I did say something. So
they're like temperamental, like hormonal. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, you have to admit, Spicy, I'm not that way.
Oh, no, you're easygoing. That's why we get along. But a lot of women, most women, they tend to be good.
Did you just say Elf was easy?
I said
easygoing. I'm easy to get along with.
Okay.
Well, although we did just randomly make out during a radio show, that's how we got met, but not saying you're easy or anything.
We did not randomly make out in that radio show.
Hold on, one quick question. Judge, Ward Sparta has a question for you. He wants to know if you're still a misfit.
I'm always a
misfit.
You know what it was? I think
I've
last night...
always be a misfit.
He has no choice, really.
You know what it is?
I think last night you
posted that you were kicked out of Misfits, and everyone was like, oh my God, didn't like he's full of shit.
But I will have to say the judge has been debating and speaking with a few people, and it may be time for judge to step out on his own.
Wow.
Really?
You heard it here, first, folks.
Yeah, maybe, Spicy, maybe we need to interview Judgy next week.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. I don't know if I want that Ingrid hanging around. But anyway, we're just about out of time, Ingrid. It's been fun interviewing Hollywood. It's better you than me because I hated being interviewed. So I guess we're going to call it a night. Thanks for tuning in. And Caden Steele, keep insulting those damnation Ingrids. Well done.
Don't forget Macagas Radio tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Take care, Ingrid. Good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Night.
Hydro towers, listen to them singing in the park. Wind the clocks to tighten, all the radios are glowing in the dark. The mothers lie down in the daytime. Dream about Hollywood. I know that they'd get there if they could.
future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.